Maui County has had the weekend to exhale after a contentious council meeting over what to do about a lawsuit pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. On a 5-4 vote, the council opted to settle the suit rather than leaving open the chance that the High Court could weaken environmental protections in place now. But what will the mayor do? We talked to County Council Chair Kelly King this morning about what happens now.
The council exercises our powers, and there is a section in the county council, and I quoted that on my Facebook page, section 2.2, exercise of powers. It says all powers of the county shall be carried into execution as provided by this charter, or if the charter makes no provisions, as provided by ordinance or resolution of the county council. So what that means is that because the charter is vague on these kinds of instances and who has the ultimate authority, that the council can, by ordinance, exercise its power of ultimate authority, which is what we did. We passed a resolution to settle the case and remove it from the Supreme Court, and that's what we expect the court counsel to follow through on, and as well as our special counsel, who was hired by powers of the council.
So are there any meetings taking place today between the appropriate parties on going forward?
I haven't gotten into the office yet, but I will be meeting, personally, when I do get into the office, with our council, our Office of Council Services Legal Authority, and just to go over what the next steps would be, because we, really it should be up to corp counsel to just follow through. And one of the problems with our charter is that it sets up the corp counsel to serve both the mayor and the county council. So they're in a, in a sticky situation where the mayor wants to go one way, but the fact that the council has passed this resolution at the full council meeting, it should give them clear direction. And if it doesn't, there could be some implications of, and I've heard people talk about possible constitutional crisis. It could be lead to, an injunction. But I'm hoping it doesn't come to that. I'm hoping that the administration recognizes this is the will of the council and therefore the will of the people. One of my big problems with this whole case and the way it's gone over the past few years is it's really set up the county of Maui against the people of Maui. And I don't like that fact that we seem to be representing a Trump administration position against the environment that will affect the entire country. And I think people have seen that for a while now. I spoke out to our leadership last term as a council member about, settling this. Like, why aren't we meeting with the plaintiffs and trying to settle this and work on a solution instead of going to court? Because I think we all want the same things in the end. And I was just summarily shut down on that idea. So it was, I was in the minority last term, and I just didn't have a voice, really, as far as pushing this issue through to settlement.
And I know some believe this is a home rule issue.
It's interesting that that home rule issue has been used on both sides of the argument, because we could take back our power and do home rule by just focusing on the solutions. And the solutions are in front of us. Everyone keeps talking about reuse. The mayor has made a commitment to reuse and retreatment. Nobody wants outfalls. Everybody understands that that we need to do more exploratory on technology, but people have come forward with various types of technology that don't cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And so if we focus on that and we work together, I have complete confidence that we can get it done. If the administration continues to fight the council and the people of Maui, we've had just overwhelming testimony, both written and in person, of people just saying, why can't we just settle this? We know, we don't want, I don't think anybody on Maui wants to pollute the ocean. So why are we going to the Supreme Court for the right to do that through our groundwater? People just don't understand it, and they don't support that. So I'm pleased with the outcome that I think we can. Now we can focus, hopefully, on the solutions once we get this off the Supreme Court docket.
And we do have that clock ticking. There are concerns that if there's a delay in any more legal wrangling, that it's just going to get decided?
Well, no, the Supreme Court doesn't make decisions that quickly. And there is still, even if they have the hearing, which our special counsel has unfortunately given one-third of our half hour that we're allotted for arguments to the Trump administration. So that's another kind of, nail in the coffin of the question of, are you working with the Trump administration to derail another environmental regulation? But, you know, I've been speaking with lawyers in the county, and everyone agrees, and people who've been to the Supreme Court, that even beyond the Supreme Court hearing, there's still time to take it off of their agenda. It takes months for them to come to a decision about something like this. So I don't think we're necessarily under that November 6th deadline, but I do think that we need to settle this for the good of the people. We need to settle this as quickly as possible so that, I mean, there's a lot of anxiety about this. And it's unfortunate that it's set up the administration versus the people of Maui, because people are just not understanding why engineers in our Department of Environmental Management don't understand the environmental implications and keep saying that there's no other solution but to go to the Supreme Court. It's really bringing people who should be ministerial and administrative into the realm of politics, and I don't think that's healthy for anybody.
When would you like to see the two sides sit down and really tackle this?
Well, you know, I really don't see it as having as being two sides right now. You know, I think right now the council has made a decision. To me, the decision is final. If the mayor takes issue with that and feels like he has a position where he can foil the council's intentions, then hopefully he would give me a call and we could talk about it then. But I haven't heard that from him. I've seen his comments in the paper that he's exploring all his options. And I'm just hoping that he will, you know, come to a collaborative decision.
Okay, but no word yet this morning.
No, and I understand, you know, I was hearing over the weekend that he was going to be gone Monday for 3 days. So, you know, I mean, this is a really important thing that, probably, if he thinks he has an option, he should exercise, like, today or this week at least. And apparently he's left Maui again. Basically, what I've been doing in my research and, you know, discussing with lawyers, researching ordinances and the charter, is ascertaining that, yes, the council does have the power to resolve this by resolution, regardless of what the mayor decides to do, and that Corp Counsel's obligation is to now act on behalf of the council, settle the case with the plaintiff, and withdraw the case from the Supreme Court.
Mayor Victorino's office released a statement overnight. Mayor writes, from homeowners with cesspools or septic systems to hundreds of millions of dollars in treatment plant conversions with questionable environmental benefits, the effect this case could have on our residents is enormous. These issues are not scare tactics or fake news. These are very real concerns that I must fully vet in considering whether to withdraw from Supreme Court review. The soonest that Councilmember King thinks that there could be a meeting between all the parties would be at the end of the week.